I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Senator John Kerry made a rare visit to Gaza today. Kerry's delegation is making several other stops in the Middle East. His is one of several delegations to visit the region in the past few weeks. One place that's getting a lot of traffic is Syria, a country that was often at odds with the Bush administration. The World's Aaron Schachter reports.
There have been some high-profile delegations to Syria in recent years, most notably a trip by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in 2007. At the time, President Bush criticized the visit, so it comes as something of a shock for people in Syria when U.S. lawmakers breeze into Damascus without a backlash from the White House. Reports say the Obama administration has been speaking to Syrian representatives since soon after Election Day. Two U.S. congressional delegations have visited Syria in the past 4 weeks, and Senator John Kerry, who visited Gaza today, is expected to make a stop in the Syrian capital as well. George Jaber was an advisor to Syria's late president, Hafez al-Assad. He says he's encouraged by all the congressional attention, but he worries the new administration and its allies will get caught up in what he sees as the usual American problem in the Middle East, tunnel vision.
They concentrate on minor things, and then they end by making demands on the Syrian government.
The demands include things like pressing Syria to end its attachment to Iran, a major financial and political supporter of the Syrian regime, and urging Damascus to sever ties with organizations the U.S. considers terrorist groups, namely Hamas and Hezbollah. That's something Maryland Democrat Benjamin Cardin did yesterday when he met with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Marwan Kabilan is a professor of political science at the University of Damascus.
The thinking here in Damascus is that Hamas or Hezbollah are not only military militias, but they are also a social and political network, and you can't ask Hamas or Hezbollah to just disappear because this is not going to happen.
Kabilan says Syrian leaders believe it's possible to have good relations with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran and still make nice with the West, and they're trying to convince Washington.
So there should be, from a Syrian point of view, a different approach in dealing with these two organizations. And the Syrians actually are advising that maybe it's time for the West to start talking with Hamas and Hezbollah instead of trying to exclude them or isolate them.
But the U.S. doesn't seem to be taking that advice, at least not publicly. Senator John Kerry toured the Gaza Strip today, where he met with international organizations as well as Palestinian representatives. Kerry told the Gazans his visit did not mark any change in the U.S. policy of avoiding contact with Hamas.
Your political leadership needs to understand that any nation that has rockets coming into it over many years threatening its citizens is going to respond. Let me make it clear, there's no change in that policy.
But analysts in the Middle East say there had to have been at least some contact somewhere with Hamas for Kerry to have made his trip today. The Islamist group controls security in the Gaza Strip, and analysts note it would be hard to ensure Kerry's safety without Hamas's support. Meanwhile, back in Damascus, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad welcomed the flurry of diplomatic activity and asked the U.S. to reinstate its ambassador in Damascus. Washington pulled its top diplomat in 2005 after the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. The killing was widely blamed on Syria, a charge the government denies. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.